Chapter 5. Arrival in Colombia. Louis and Roberto opened the door of the plane and got out. Some men ran towards them, and Tony saw that they had rifles over their shoulders. The men were happy to see Louis and Roberto patting them on the back and smiling. Tony was standing in the plane's doorway. Roberto called to him.
"Hey, man, come here! Come and meet our friends!"
Tony wanted to stay on the plane, but Roberto caught him by the arm and pulled him down.
"What's the matter with you? Why aren't you friendly?"
asked Roberto. The men surrounded Tony, laughing and joking. Suddenly, there was the sound of shots. The men stopped laughing and moved away. Driving fast towards them was a man in a jeep. He was standing up, a rifle in his hand. The jeep stopped beside the plane, and the man with the rifle jumped out. He was tall and thin, and his long black hair was tied at the back of his head. Louis and Roberto walked over to greet him. Tony couldn't hear what they were saying, but he knew they were talking about him by the way they continually looked at him. 2 or 3 minutes later, Roberto waved his hand.
"Hey, Tony, come here. Meet my brother, Fernando," he said.
"Hey, man, how you doing? Want to smoke?"
Fernando asked Tony. He put his hand inside his trousers pocket, pulled out a thin cigarette, and offered it to Tony. Tony shook his head. "No, thanks. I don't smoke." Fernando laughed. Tony saw that most of Fernando's teeth were missing, and that the teeth he did have were yellow.
"Tony's a good man," Louis smiled.
"Yes, Tony. You're like working for Jose. You'll see,"
said Fernando, laughing loudly. Tony turned to Louis. "So when will I meet Jose's mother? Perhaps if you bring her here, I can take her back to Miami immediately." Fernando looked at Roberto.
"What's he talking about, brother?" he asked.
Roberto put an arm around Tony's shoulder.
"Be patient, Tony," said Roberto. "First you have to come to Jose's house with us. Why do you want to hurry back to Miami anyway?"
"That's right," smiled Louis. "Jose's mother will be happy to stay a little longer."
Fernando looked confused.
"What are you idiots talking about?" he asked.
Tony felt uncomfortable, and he pulled himself away from Roberto. "I think I'll wait in the plane, if you don't mind. I'll be fine there." He turned and walked back to the plane.
"Get in the jeep. There is a good man," Roberto said, running after him. "We just want to be friendly, that's all."
Tony decided there was no point in arguing. He walked to the jeep with Roberto and got into the back beside Louis. Roberto sat in the front next to Fernando. On the way to the house, they passed fields of green plants. Tony saw men wearing old, dirty clothes picking the plants and putting them into large sacks.
"Farmers," explained Roberto, turning round to look at Tony. "This is how they earn money, by picking the plants."
"They don't look like any farmer I've ever seen," said Tony. "What are they picking?"
"They're just growing food for their families, Tony," answered Louis. "Haven't you ever seen wheat growing before?"
Tony leaned forward and took hold of the steering wheel. "Stop the car!" he shouted. "Stop the car!"
"Are you mad?"
shouted Louis. He pulled Tony back.
"Are you trying to kill us all?"
he said as the jeep went from one side of the road to the other. Fernando drove the car to the side of the road and stopped.
"What's the matter with you?"
he asked Tony angrily. "Look, I'm not stupid," said Tony. "I know wheat when I see it, and that wasn't wheat. What's going on here?" Louis held Tony's arm tightly.
"What's growing here has nothing to do with you."
"The sooner I fly the plane out of this place, the better I'll like it," said Tony.
"You'll fly the plane out of this place very soon. That's a promise," said Louis, and laughed.